Dinorama in Tri-County Sink presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
So we'll set this up ahead of time so you can fully enjoy the President of the United States, who in 1 minute claims he was a professor at UPenn, which he never was. It's one of his stories he regularly tells. Claims he taught a constitutional law class on the Second Amendment, which he did not. Says that you couldn't own a cannon when the Second Amendment was first round, which you could. And ends by failing to say the famous phrase, the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Enjoy.
I used to be a law, when I was no longer the vice president, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Before
no,
that,
didn't.
I taught a constitutional law class, and so I taught the,
no,
the Second Amendment. There's never been a time that says you can own anything you want. Never. You couldn't own a cannon during the Civil War.
Yeah, you
don't
could.
You think about it. How much have you heard this phrase?
The blood of liberty. Squash of dough.
Give me a break. Seriously. And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle. Folks, look, this is crazy what we're talking about.
Wow. So that was the president yada, yada, yada-ing, one of the more famous Thomas Jefferson phrases about the Tree of Liberty needs to be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
The blood of,
And laughing about the idea of, people being able to rise up against their government, which is an interesting notion. But, and then, you know, that's after, so that's just the, that's the message there. He starts with the whole, I was a professor at UPenn. No, you weren't. I taught constitutional law. No, go to the Washington Post. You don't need to go to Fox. Your own favorite blue, wacky, lefty newspaper, the Washington Post, has debunked those, Mr. President. So stop saying it.
Boy, that was an amazing density of falsehoods per minute.
Yeah.
But unlike, you know, Trump, who exaggerates wildly and says all sorts of crazy stuff.
Of course he does.
Biden there was just making up a biography. It's easily checked and has been checked repeatedly. Well, he's senile. You know, I'm going to read this real quick. And then Charlie Cook, the fabulous Charlie Cook of the National Review, wrote a great piece I'm going to hit you with a part of. But Dave writes, my mother is 93 and suffers from dementia. She was good until about a year ago, and then her mental and physical health took a precipitous drop over the last 6 months. Can't remember anything. Rambles aimlessly, loses track of where she is, repeats herself, talks about things from her younger days that may or may not have happened. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's eerie and frightening to watch the leader of the free world dwindle in the same way. Frankly, I don't think he'll make it to election day. Dave, I think you're probably right. I still maintain that it's going to become so obvious that he's incapable of executing the office between now and the Democratic convention in August. I don't think he'll be the candidate, but I realize that's kind of a long shot opinion. But
yeah, mostly because people can't picture, and people close to Joe Biden and the people around him can't picture the mechanism for that. Like Mark Halpern wrote the other day, if Joe Biden has some secret plan, he hasn't told anybody because none of the people around him know.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like I say, I think events and perceptions will force everyone's hand. But we'll see. We'll all find out together. So Charlie Cook for the National Review writes that it is by now near universally acknowledged that Joe Biden is too old to perform his duties. It is less universally acknowledged that this has serious implications, which is what we're talking about. The chief among which is that for all of the pageantry that attends his reelection campaign, Joe Biden is not in fact running to be the president of the United States. And he says, no, I'm not, this is not a conspiracy. He won, he's currently serving, he's eligible to run again, et cetera, et cetera. He says, instead, I mean that Biden is operating as a stand-in, a widget, or a MacGuffin, whose primary purpose is to make it to November 5th of this year without expiring. Most candidates have plans for their coveted 4 years. Biden has none. He does not expect to be there, and the public agrees with his hunch. He points out that it's not normal and that a whopping 86% of Americans now believe Biden is too old to be president. And then he also points out, and this is clearly true, that Joe Biden has been transmuted in a little more than a game token is routinely implied by the substance of our political conversations. Inevitably, discussions of Donald Trump's candidacy revolve around what will happen if Donald Trump wins the presidency. And inevitably, discussions of Joe Biden's candidacy revolve around what will happen if Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Right.
Right. And then he unleashes a couple sentences that I love. Filter out the partisan hallucinations in which Biden is cast as a successful president, and you'll find little more than antimatter left within the residue. Biden must win because Donald Trump must not. And because Biden must win, then Biden cannot be too old or too incompetent or too misguided. Because if Biden is too old or too incompetent or too misguided, then Donald Trump might win. And was established earlier, Donald Trump must not win. And then finally... He says, what makes the whole thing so startlingly, utterly, unfathomably weird is that the people who are responsible for this whole token candidacy are the very same people who will immediately begin orchestrating Biden's removal if he manages to win in November after all. 23 seconds after he's won, everything will change. And when it does, the reversal will be astonishing in both speed and scope. Instantly, all of Biden's senile tics will be visible to all. Within seconds of his inauguration, the science will begin to cast doubts on the ability of any octogenarian to do such a demanding job. After a couple of bad polls, the muttering will begin. After the first public slip-up, the Sunday shows will swoop in. And as the party starts to look forward to the midterms, the number of amateur grim reapers will multiply into a requiem chorus that drowns out all but their own... And then he mentions the late night comics and friendly cable channels will practice their sorrowful faces and blah, blah, blah.
So, just so we can not talk about Joe Biden for a while, jam this in here. Polling came out on the whole student loan thing. This is very maddening as a taxpayer. I hate that program, period. The bailing out the most privileged people in America to help the working class somehow. Anyway, the first polling came out on that yesterday, and relatively few Americans are fans of it. 3 in 10 U.S. adults say they approve of how Biden has handled the issue of student loan debt, 30%. 4 in 10 disapprove, so he's upside down on that. And according to this poll from the University of Chicago School of Public Policy, the outlook wasn't better for among those responsible for unpaid student loan debt, either for themselves or for a family member. 36 approve, 34 disapprove. So it's a wash. It's 50-50 even on people who owe the money. So you spent all that taxpayer money on the least progressive thing progressives ever have done, and you didn't even get any votes out of it.
I just think that's a gesture of abandoning any pretense that the Democratic Party has not become the party of college-educated young white women who think with their feelings.
But
that's like their whole deal.
I wish you could take it back since it's going to end up costing us like $800 billion or something. I mean, the amount that it's going to end up costing us over time is crazy for a variety of reasons we could get into. But
I see what you're driving at.
I wish he could say, oh, wow, it didn't even buy me any votes. Let's go back and give the money back to the taxpayer and the programs.
this is my best idea ever. When there is political pandering, people writing themselves checks from the Treasury through their party of choice, right? And it turns out that it didn't actually buy them any favor,
right?
Then you end the program.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying. Let's end the student debt.
It's the unsuccessful pandering amendment.
Yeah, exactly. If your attempt to buy votes
buys no votes,
didn't buy any votes, then you give the money back to the taxpayer.
There you go. This is our contribution to the Republic. All these decades of babbling into microphones, we've finally come up with something to help the United States of America.
Isn't that something, that it's a wash among the students and the parents who owe the money? It's 50-50 on whether you like it or not.
Well, it's idiotic. It's immoral. It's impractical. It's anti-progressive. It's unfair. I mean, it stinks.
Right.
You can't even get a majority of people who would be beneficiaries of it to say, wow, that's cool. Nice. You can't even pander. You suck.
I want to talk about gym culture, because I was at the gym last night with my son. First time in a long time I've been in a public gym like that. Also, we should hit the inflation numbers that just came out. It is good news. There's still inflation higher than you have had for decades. So don't go to the store expecting the prices to be lower, because that's not the way it works. The rate of inflation has slowed, and Wall Street Journal is anyway saying that a couple of rate cuts in the next year are back on the table. That's why the stock market jumped today. But more on all that stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The economy is a ticking time bomb. Bank failures, de-dollarization, and skyrocketing debt. And navigating it all on your own is overwhelming. So, what if someone had your back and knows what to do? Legendary actor and outspoken activist Kevin Sorbo has teamed up with Noble Gold Investments, the trusted experts in wealth preservation. Together, they've created the Economic Crisis Toolkit, your guide to surviving and thriving in the chaos. This game-changing resource is action-packed with recession-proof strategies, inflation busting techniques, and opportunity-seizing skills, all designed to help you protect your hard-earned assets and emerge stronger than ever. As a Christian and a voice for the people, Sorbo is on a mission to help everyday Americans safeguard their dreams. And the best part? This toolkit is his gift to you, absolutely free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now and claim your free Economic Crisis Toolkit.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250. Say the keyword save now for superior cell phone service, half the price of Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and you get the help a vet need.
The doctor's office that accidentally mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport number. You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that can expose you to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
According to a new poll, the most annoying thing someone could do in a plane is let their children play in the aisle. Oh. Yep. Then a person with their bare feet on the ceiling was like, oh, yeah, I hate that.
Why is it annoying if somebody's kid's playing in the aisle? That doesn't bother me. Of course, I'm a parent.
Are you trying to sleep in this scenario, maybe? I don't know.
That reminds me. I got a piece on how the nation is going to change when there are more no-kids people than there are people with kids. That's going to change everything. Tax policy, all kinds of policies and culture and everything. But anyway, more on that later. Speaking of kids, my son, who is into playing football, last year said he wanted to lift weights somewhere. And then so I started inquiring about getting gym memberships and found out that you can't get a gym membership unless your kid's 16 or 18, depending on the gym. And I was surprised by that. But, you know, everything's changed since I was younger because of liability. You can't do anything in America anymore for liability reasons. I don't know what we're going to do about that, but nothing, I guess. But so they came up with some sort of program at one of the gyms for kids, so the coach is involved, and because it's the school program, for some reason they can do it in a room. I don't know. Anyway, so I joined a gym last night, and it was the first time I had been in a big public gym in decades. And I used to lift regularly. I did that for decades. But I hadn't been there in a long time, and Henry was over in one room working out with people and beat red and wearing himself out and everything like that. It was cool. And they do all that fun modern stuff with the big ropes and flipping over tires and all that sort of stuff, that tying yourself to things and pulling them, trying to keep the exercising exciting. I was just out with the regular equipment. And I've heard enough women over the years complaining about guys hitting them on them at gyms that that's a thing, right, Katie?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And so I just had that in my head. So there weren't very many women there. There were probably, I don't know, one woman for every five guys. And, but I'd lift something and then I'd get done. I'm walking around, I'm resting. I accidentally made eye contact. I'm just trying really hard to like not look their direction.
Right. Yeah.
But then I was also thinking about a number of the women that I've heard complain about gyms being a meat market and guys hitting on them date guys from the gym. So how does that whole thing work out? I mean, I don't quite understand. If you're dating guys from the gym, it seems like there must be some level of success that occurs, or there's a good reason why guys are hitting on girls at the gym.
Yeah, because if you're her type and you hit on her at the gym, it'll work out. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're at the gym.
It's like just sexual harassment. It only exists among ugly guys. Among good-looking guys, that's called really flattering.
Well, I'm not going to hit on anybody.
Unless it's bad and nasty, of course.
Right.
That is not the point in my life I'm in. I'm not looking for that at all. In fact, I'd prefer if the gym had zero women at it. But if there is dating occurring at the gym, which clearly is happening, I can see why, just like anywhere else in life, some guys are taking a shot now and then. Hey, you work out here often, or hot today, or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, boy, these weights sure are heavy. I'd go with that.
It comes down to the woman. Also, the women that are saying this are the same ones that go to the gym also with, like, nothing on.
You know, I was going to say, I blame the women for wearing their sexy, tight workout gear. You got to start dressing like Billie Eilish in her, oh, I'm androgynous and not sexy and not attractive period. Before she went with her, I'm crazy sexy, look at my boobies period. I'm not sure what she's doing now, but you got to dress like sweatsuit Billie Eilish. Big, baggy, gray sweatsuits of the old style. That's the way you got to dress.
I commend women who dress or who wear almost nothing to the gym and actually still work out, because that's some risky business right there.
Oh, because?
Oh, things can pop out and, you know what I mean?
Or move aside in a way you don't,
have a little, slip.
I'm thinking this through out loud, because I don't know if this is fair or not. Is this the patriarchy having its way or something like that? But it seems like if I really am going to the gym and I don't want guys to look at me or hit on me or whatever, I'll just wear regular, like, sweats. Not super tight clothes or, a tube top or whatever you're wearing, whatever you call that. Your sports bra with your tights.
Yeah. When you go to the gym in your underwear on, quote, leg day, and you're doing 800 squats in front of a group of men, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, but we're supposed to ignore that.
More than you're going to need, by the way.
Okay, two.
Oh, well, come on.
I like Joe's lines. You ever pulled something, like really pulled a muscle? Huh? You ever done that?
These heavy weights. It hurts, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know what a hernia is? You ever heard that explained?
Now that's hot talk.
Yeah. It's amazing my batting average wasn't higher as a young man. Yeah.
I like the gym. I love going to the gym. I hope this can continue, and Henry and I can go 3 times a week. That's the plan. God, that's my favorite thing. I feel so much better about myself when I'm done.
That's absolutely true, but yeah, it's like punishment for me. I hate it.
See, I went from hating it, like borderline in tears before I would go, but knowing that I had to go, to now, if I don't go, I feel like something's wrong.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah, that happens. It becomes a habit, and I don't know if your body craves it or your mind craves it or whatever, but I was talking to Henry about how you'll get stronger, it increases testosterone, which he cares about, and it somehow just gives you confidence. I remember when I used to lift all the time, you just feel stronger, tougher, more confident.
Mm.
I don't know anyone that's ever left the gym and said, I regret doing that.
Right. Yeah. Well, all exercise is pretty much that way. As long as you don't, snap your Achilles. I would regret that if I snapped my Achilles.
Sure, you drop the bar on your throat or something. That'd be bad.
That's a bad day.
Can somebody come get this bar off my throat? The new inflation numbers are out. We should talk about that and a bunch of other stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Partnership steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. Just dial #250 and save now for superior cell phone service. That's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some much welcome relief at the gas pump. The national average, according to AAA, $3.44 for a gallon of regular. That's down from $3.52 just last week.
So gas prices go up and down, but down is good for the current president. And who knows whether it'll become election day. But this story in the Financial Times got my attention. I subscribed to the Financial Times briefly. Super expensive newspaper. I finally quit.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought, it's too expensive to subscribe to. Anyway,
same here. And dry.
Dry. This story today, world faces staggering oil glut by the end of the decade. Energy watchdog warns. Why are you warning me about too much oil? The world faces a staggering surplus of oil, equating to millions of barrels a day by the end of the decade, as oil companies increase production, undermining the ability of OPEC to manage crude prices. Why am I being warned about this? While demand is forecast to peak before 2030, continued investment by oil producers, led by the United States, would then result in more than 8 million barrels of spare capacity. The massive cushion of extra oil could upend the efforts of OPEC to manage the market and usher in a new era of permanent lower prices.
A couple of things. Yeah, I read a similar piece in the journal. I think they were saying that energy consumption or oil consumption, you know, fossil fuels, is going to peak in 6-7 years, something like that. Then it will decline partly because of technology, but the production thing they're talking about, you're absolutely right. In a lot of ways, it'll be really, really great. On the other hand, if the entire energy sector of our economy essentially crashes because the bottom drops out of prices, that'll be really disruptive. Secondly, if all of a sudden fossil fuels are just so cheap, yeah, hell, you'll squirt gas out at your friends for fun at the gas stations. It's so cheap. Hey, come here. Gotcha. What's that going to do to the whole half-phony green energy craze?
Well, that's the first thought I had.
Right.
And I know that most major news publications hate the idea of, wait a second, if gas is cheap, the whole why do you buy electric car goes out the window a little bit. I mean, that's what got me into a Tesla in the first place. Well, mostly because of it was super fast, but it was $7 a gallon there during the pandemic, and I thought, I can't commute to work every day and $7 a gallon. Well, if gas is cheap, what's the reason for buying an electric car?
Right, right.
And then
it's going to have enormous effect.
But that whole idea of energy use is going to peak, I assume that's based on the projections of the number of electric cars. So I don't understand how that's going to work out. If gas gets cheaper and people don't buy electric cars...
The market will react one way or the other. I'm not sure. The technology is changing so rapidly. It's really hard
to
predict.
I just, you know, and I get the overall energy sector stuff you're saying. I get that. But it seems like a weird headline to me that there's a warning of an oil glut and prices being low for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I get your point. If I live in Pennsylvania, though, the whole shale oil thing, it's too expensive. It doesn't make any sense to do it. The fracking thing might, to a large extent, become inoperable because it's just too expensive an extraction method for the price the market will bear. So it'll be crazy disruptive.
Just in general, inflation numbers out today. It cools ahead of a Federal Reserve meeting that is coming up. Consumer prices rose 3.3%. in the year through May. That's down, and that's lower than expected, whatever that means. So because it was lower than expected, the stock market has jumped, and there's belief now that the Fed will cut rates sometime soon, maybe twice in the next year, which I think would be good for everybody. I know it'd be good for me looking for a house.
Yeah, yeah. To briefly continue the theme we've had in recent months of how idiotic the reporting on inflation is in virtually all media, because they say, and part of it's that they're just owned by their political side, the Democratic Party, that they'll say, inflation is down. Why are people still complaining about prices? You're wrong to be concerned. Inflation is down, which is just so unspeakably stupid. I'd like to take them by the neck and just shake them. Because, of course, prices rose, then they rose again, and guess what? This year they rose again, just not as much as last year or 2 years ago, but they're still higher, and your wages haven't even come close to keeping up with that. I came up with one of my better illustrations. I should so be teaching a high school class, but I would scream at the kids and say terrible things day one, and I'd be fired, so that's a bad idea. But just for fun, I busted out my calculator, which is my phone, and I looked at $100 with 6% inflation. The next year, that $100 worth of goods will cost you $106, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But because inflation compounds, if you have 6% inflation again, you don't add $6 in prices. You add $6.36, which is fairly trivial. But you only have to do that one more time. And then having 5% inflation adds $6 to your basket of goods. And eventually, 3% inflation, 2%, will add another $6 to your basket of goods. Inflation compounds, just like interest rates. You've been taught since you were a little kid, or you should have been, how important compound interest rates are. Your $1,000 you invest at age 23 is $50,000 by the time, blah, 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 blah. Inflation's the same way. Yeah. I go back to my Joe Getty's axiom of political economics. If inflation is high, nothing else matters.
Right. The rent's too high and the president's too old. Those are the only things you need to know about the presidential election, possibly. One quick thing before we take a break, because we got a bunch of stuff we got to jam in. Did you see the new manuscript that they deciphered about the childhood of Jesus? Missed it. This manuscript has been around for a long time, but it's just recently been deciphered by experts in these, you know, ancient language and that sort of thing, and they've authenticated at this point the infancy gospel of Thomas, which was not for whatever reason chosen to be a book of the Bible, but it's written by the same sort of people around the same sort of same period, and it's about Jesus's childhood.
Number one revelation, surprisingly enthusiastic about kickball.
Right, really big into sports.
Yeah, yeah, real jock.
Jesus was a jock. He was
blessed
one of the cool kids.
The winners, and we're going to win today, boys. Who's with me?
Yeah, he was one of the cool kids. He was in the cool clique, and it helped him because he could do miracles and whatnot. And he was good at kickball, as Joe mentioned. Okay, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential.
But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's time once again to do what I did when I was a senator. Ban assault weapons. He said, what do you mean I need that done? I said, guess what? If you need 12 to 100 bullets in a gun, in a magazine, you're the lousiest shot I've ever heard. And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle.
Who's the drunk guy? The drunk old guy?
Well, and even if you get past that, just the argument he's making about the Second Amendment on the day that his son was convicted of felonies, or, you know, there wasn't enough attention to the whole throwing the gun in the trash can where anybody could find it.
Boy, if there were no guns or abortions, what would he run on? Anyway, in a related note, a second quote of Charlie Cook from the National Review today. I happen to come across him talking about the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel rally outside the White House, and all of the violence and the graffiti and the defacing state and national monuments and that sort of thing, and how they attempted to arrest one person, but they got away, and that's the end of it. And how there is such an obvious double standard on political violence. And that's unquestionable, he says it gets boring to play these what-if games, but come on, what if they'd been wearing MAGA hats, if they'd been right-wingers? It would have been a national crisis.
Sure.
And everybody knows it. And I was just thinking about issues that really matter versus issues that don't really matter to regular people when it comes to elections and their attitudes and their lives. And you know, a perception of lawlessness and crime is just, you don't have to tell people they ought to care about that. It's like you don't have to convince them that high prices hurt, that inflation hurts. Like you got to convince them that the mean Republicans are going to take away their right to an abortion and put you back in chains. That takes a lot of convincing. But some days, anyway, this is kind of a winding intro to some days, as I'm going through all sorts of news sources, which I do all day long, I see patterns emerge. And this was a kind of interesting one. Yesterday, came across this article in the San Francisco Standard. No arrests in flagrant sideshows on San Francisco streets. And if you've ever been to San Francisco, you're familiar with the Embarcadero. It is the big, giant street that runs along the edge of the bay and is incredibly scenic, and there are millions of tourists, and the baseball stadium's right there, and it's like the street. It's the Lakeshore Drive, Chicagoans of San Francisco. Anyway, so there's a giant sideshow there where the people are spinning out their cars. There's hundreds of people. There are innumerable crimes going on for a long, 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 long time. But nobody got arrested. Okay, all right, fine. Let's move along from San Francisco to the Free Beacon. They mentioned White House protesters vandalized property and clashed with law enforcement, but police made no arrests. We already mentioned that. Go over to CNN, which is certainly not the National Review. This is the dangerous Venezuelan gang infiltrating the U.S. that you probably know nothing about, but should. And that's this organization, Trendyaragua. Transnational criminal gang that originated in a Venezuelan prison and has slowly made its way south and north in recent years. It's now operating in the United States. It operates in many, many countries now. It is a huge organization. And you know, actually, its origin story is worth going off on a tangent. The group's leadership, according to the report, operated out of the notorious Tocoron prison, which they controlled. The gang controls the prison. When Venezuelan officials raided it last September, you might remember this, they found a swimming pool and several restaurants inside the prison wall. Wait, what? So the gang ran the prison, and there was a swimming pool and not a restaurant, several restaurants.
So they created somehow, built a swimming pool and a food court?
Hey, Pedro, you want to get steaks tonight? I'm not really feeling a steak. It's hot out. How about like some fish tacos or something? All right, I like fish tacos. We'll go to that place here in our prison.
You know what sounds good? Indian food.
I have to ask, and maybe I lack imagination, in what sense is it a prison? They also seized weapons from inmates, including automatic rifles, machine guns, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. But so you've got criminal gangs from, and this is the, you know, that's the, Lord knows, you got your MS-13 and all sorts of other gangs that have come up through the open borders as well, but people see that, they perceive that. I'm going to keep moving. Although I would like to hang out at that prison for a while longer.
A swimming pool and restaurants.
Boy, swimming makes me hungry, Manuel. What are you in the mood for?
I just got these pancakes from a restaurant called Pancakes, Eggs, Etc. It's kind of a play on words.
Yeah. There's a Venezuelan gang member there. He pauses to take a sip of coffee.
I wonder if they had a breakfast place in the prison.
Yeah, I wonder. Let's see. All right, here's another one. New York Post. I hate when it resets when I click on it. Connecticut residents form armed group to defend against violent crimes. And this is a predominantly black neighborhood in Hartford, Connecticut. Hoping to fend off violent criminals has turned to a group of armed citizens to patrol their streets by land and air. They're using drones and video feeds. It's a dozen drones hovering over the neighborhood. 75 surveillance cameras. Again, a black neighborhood who said, this is incredible. We can't live like this anymore. We're going to take control. Listen to what the Democrat mayor said. He denounced the group over concerns that they will enact vigilante justice.
Mm-hmm. You get vigilante justice when there's no regular official justice.
Yeah, the idea that's been preached for so long, and a lot of people have bought it, primarily on the left, was that the authorities will protect you. And if they don't protect you, you're not allowed to protect yourself. Okay? And then I'm going to keep moving. This is to the liberal New York Times. And this one really struck me. I'm not a big New York guy. I haven't spent a ton of time there, but, you know, it's one of the great cities on earth. A neighborhood battles illegal weed shops. We've been begging for help. And, of course, they start with a scenario before they get to the facts. Nearly 3,000 unlicensed cannabis stores are estimated to have opened across New York City since 2021.
3,000?
How do you have three illegal unlicensed stores, much less 3,000?
Wow.
There are 132 licensed adult use dispensaries across the entire state of the New York, state of New York. There are only 62 licensed dispensaries in the city. There are 3,000 unlicensed dispensaries.
Wow.
And this, again, this was in 24, maybe 36 hours of news gathering. The backlash is coming. And it's coming hard. As we've discussed for years, the Joe Getty unified theory of civilizations is that you veer from guardrail to guardrail. You veer toward tough on crime. And you probably go a little far. Then you got lots of people locked up for minor offenses for maybe a little too long, so you think, you know, we got to be more compassionate. But you go way too far toward the compassionate guardrail, see California, and you start turning loose all the dangerous felons, and you have an explosion in crime. Likewise, New York. Likewise, Connecticut. Likewise, where's that other story from? It doesn't matter. And we're absolutely in the about to hit the left guardrail and go hard to the right period, I think.
Well, I thought this was interesting, and I don't know what to make of it, of the horrifying protests in New York at the Nova Music Festival Memorial. That's the music festival where all those hippie kids got slaughtered by Hamas. And now there's a memorial in New York where all the pro-Hamas protesters were attempting to deface it and chanting, you know, we want more October 7th and that sort of thing the other day, which is just awful. I mean, what could be more awful? Again, no arrests.
I appreciate your brevity in saying slaughtered, but you left out tortured and raped. Anyway,
right. Raped
but yes,
to death.
Demonstrating in favor of Hamas outside of that, I'd like to see them all rounded up, and you can finish the sentence for me.
So would Kamala Harris's husband, or at least what he said in a private gathering yesterday. He's known as the Second Gentleman. At a fundraiser in New York, he said of the news reports of the protests at the Nova Memorial that he saw, he said, it makes me sick. These protests are vile and inhumane. It's got to stop. This is completely out of control.
Can he be the vice president?
Yeah, first of all, yeah. Nice. Made sense, and it's the right position. Edward Isaac DeVore of CNN, senior reporter, yesterday said, those particular anti-Israel demonstrations, including waving Hezbollah flags and chants at the Nova Festival Memorial, outrageous and heartbreaking, horrifying behavior. Anti-Semitism has no place in the United States. When the Democrat husband of the vice president says that, and a CNN senior journalist says that sort of thing, you've lost America.
I would agree. That's exactly what I was driving at. And it's about damn time.
Is the president, the current president, going to get on board with that sentiment before the election?
Oh, gosh. Is he coherent enough to put the sentences together, and does he dare offend his left base? I doubt it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey there, business ballers and entrepreneurs. Ready to make your financial dreams come true? Well, get ready to score big with Swish Funding, the slam dunk solution for all your business funding needs. Just like that satisfying swish when the ball goes in, Swish Funding guarantees you a seamless funding experience. Working capital, expanding your business, upgrading your equipment, or even covering payroll. If you have at least $25,000 in monthly revenue and been in business for at least 1 year, qualifying is easier than a layup. At Swish Funding, we fund up to $5 million in 24 hours. Swish Funding's team will guide you every step of the way. No more banking red tape, just quick, decisive action to get you back in the game. Head over to Swish Funding and slam dunk your financial goals today. Remember, it's not just a shot in the dark, it's a surefire swish. Go to swishradio.com. That's S-W-I-S-H radio.com. Swishradio.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.